Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports and anywhere in these United States of beautiful America, because we have got Monday Night Football on deck. Yes, a massive matchup as the United States tries to advance to the quarterfinals against Belgium in Seattle. The summer of soccer has taken over. World Cup 2026 capturing everyone's attention, especially those on Corruption Watch. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's my best Law and Order theme. I'm sorry. That's as good as it gets. Chris Mack here on Westwood One Sports, in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Always live inside that Westwood One Sports app. Go download it today and take everything you could possibly need with you this summer. Also, inside the Odyssey app, same thing, AUDACY. Whether you're getting ready for a trip to the beach, you've already taken your vacation and you're just hiding in a cubicle at work, or you've got a million other things going on, we are right there with you, always live across North America on Sirius XM Channel 375. Someone really doing the best they can to just absolutely blow up the final bridge they may have had left. I mean, they took all the fireworks they could find this weekend and just set it ablaze. We'll get into that a little bit later. We'll continue our daily power rankings of positional groups around the NFL with the top quarterback rooms today. Quarterback rooms, not just quarterbacks. Could that change the analysis? Plus, as mentioned, a million different World Cup angles to look at, including the suspension of Balogun's ban. He will be on the pitch and in the lineup tonight for the U.S. men's national team against the Belgians. And what the hell have they ever really done besides make waffles? Sorry, the patriotism is getting the best of me. I may or may not have Stars and Stripes bikini briefs on today. Sorry for the visual, but we're fired up. Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer will join us in the second hour of the show today, with you until noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Chris Mack here on Westwood One Sports with You Better You Bet. And we always like to kick off the show with the five biggest stories of the day, none of which involve my underwear preferences. I promise you, it's time for the high five. Let's go.
Five.
Shelder up's been brilliant since he came on.
Haaland, he wants another one. He's got another one. How about that? Extraordinary. Just phenomenal.
Erling Haaland's second goal of the match yesterday, his seventh of the World Cup. That means he's tied with Messi and Mbappe for the golden boot race right now. That put Norway up 2-0 on Brazil in the 90th minute. The Brazilians would get one in stoppage time on a penalty kick from Neymar, his final goal in World Cup competition, as he announced after the match was over. He's retiring from international competition. That is, I think, a sideline story to the headline, which is, I think we may have found World Cup 2026 Cinderella, and it is the Norwegians. It's the Viking row. It's Erling Haaland. It's the whole thing. They've come over to the States, their fan base, and fully embraced Americana. Haaland is one of the most gifted goal scorers in the world, and they weren't supposed to win that. They were 3-1 underdogs to defeat Brazil yesterday. But here they are, moving on to the quarterfinals, Norway. And look, I don't even want to think. Don't even want to think about what happens if the U.S. should somehow be eliminated by Belgium tonight. I don't even want to put that out into the universe. But it's a possibility, so we have to talk about it. if the U.S. should somehow lose to Belgium, or at some point the U.S. exits this World Cup before Norway, I know exactly who I'm going to root for. It's going to be the Norwegians. They're this tournament's Cinderella now. They are. They're the one you want to see knock off someone mighty in the next round. They'll get a shot at England, which we'll get to in just a second. And who knows where it goes from there. But if you're looking for a Cinderella, a team to latch onto, if you have no other rooting interest in what's left of the 2026 World Cup, you could do much worse than this, I was going to call them plucky. What a cliche. This plucky Norwegian team with, oh, by the way, one of the best goal scorers in the world in Erling Haaland. Yes, we have found the World Cup's Cinderella, and they are the Vikings from Norway, who knocked off a giant yesterday in Brazil. Vikings beat Giants, apparently. Next.
Four.
All right, don't text me. Talking about something. You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You gonna have to start running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then,
Oh, my. Self-proclaimed grown-ass man Brandon Ayuk on Instagram again. This time it was the 4th of July, and he took all the fireworks, all the explosives to the one remaining bridge he had, maybe back to the NFL at some point, his former college quarterback Jaden Daniels, saying that apparently Daniels texted him telling him that he'd have to play by the rules if he got a chance to come in. Oh, I'm aghast at a quarterback showing some leadership skills. What is Brandon Ayuk? We've gone over this multiple times now, so I shouldn't just sit here and say yet again. What is Brandon Ayuk thinking? Because clearly he's not thinking. Clearly he's not acting like the grown-ass man he claims to be. Brandon Ayuk, just to review, has not caught a touchdown pass in 30 months. Months. Brandon Ayuk, who has not even a smidge, if you're watching on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/@Vikostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Jump in the chat. Tell us what you think about the World Cup and everything else going on in the world. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you see how my fingers, my thumb and my index finger are pressed very tightly together? That's how much value Brandon Ayuk has on the field right now. It's none. Zilch. Nada. Sorry, Mexico fans. It's nil. It's the summer of soccer. Why not use nil? He has no value left on the field. And now off the field, he's even farther off the rails than he has been at any other point to date. Setting aflame, maybe the one final bridge he had, calling out the only guy that any of us thought may have any interest in playing with him. Like I said, his former college quarterback, Jaden Daniels, calling him a mama's boy, essentially. I was going to say, I don't know where it goes from here, but I'll tell you where it goes from here for Brandon Ayuk. Nowhere. It goes nowhere. No one's going to have any interest in signing this guy. None. Until he stops acting a fool on social media. And clearly, he has no interest in backing off of that, getting out of that lane anytime soon. This is, if social media is the HOV lane towards stupidity, this is when you're on the highway and you see somebody fly by in the HOV lane, like 35 miles an hour over the speed limit, and you go, ooh, that's not going to end well. And then about a mile and a half down the highway, you see them pulled over and you go, eh, told you it wasn't going to end well. That's Brandon Ayuk right now. On the HOV lane to stupidity. And I don't know if anything can stop it at this point. Next.
Three.
Harry Kane scores. England lead 3-1. And the England captain scores his 85th international goal.
Harry Kane's penalty kick goal in the 60th minute last night that put England up 3-1. Darren Fletcher on Fox on the call. Mexico scored again after that. And they made it very, very interesting. I mean, they dominated possession and chances in the final 30 minutes last night. But it wasn't enough. And Mexico lose at Stadia Azteca for the first time in forever in international play. Now, you could go back and look at their streak of victories there, and it's not exactly a murderer's row of competition, but let's be honest. Whether you're a soccer fan or not, a hardcore footy fan or not, I think we all had questions about the English getting to Mexico City maybe just a couple days before that match, adjusting to the altitude, adjusting to the heat, and dealing with just a rabid crowd in that environment. Amazing fans in Mexico City. It wasn't enough, though. And so Mexico, who I don't think had given up a goal in their last four matches, I believe it was, give up three to England. Harry Kane, the captain, scoring for the Brits. And England is now on to the quarterfinals to face the aforementioned Cinderella of Norway. I know a lot of people across the United States, including our board op, Laura Jimenez, who were compelled by heritage to root for El Tri. It did not work out. And I apologize for that. There is only one host nation left now. So we welcome all of you Mexican fans, Canadian fans, anybody else whose team has been eliminated. By all means, we welcome you on board the American bandwagon. The country roads will take you home. See what I did there, John Denver reference? We're blasting Freebird. We are barreling towards the quarterfinals as if the 4th of July weekend never ended. Firing off fireworks from the back of the bandwagon. Doing everything we can. Welcome aboard the bandwagon. U.S. sports fans, we are welcoming in the Canadians and Mexicans. Come on. Come on. It's one big North American family for the rest of the World Cup. Come on. Starts tonight. We'll get to that in just a second as we count down the five biggest stories of the day. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on Westwood One Sports. Starting the show with the high five. Number two.
Two.
Chases the breaking ball and strikes out. Nine strikeouts for Ryan today and seven shutout. The Yankees, some two-out traffic, but Ryan strikes out Rosario. Twins maintain a 6-0 lead.
Corey Provis on Peacock yesterday. Joe Ryan striking out Amed Rosario to end the seventh. Twins go on to win their first series in the Bronx in 12 years, I think. Yankee Stadium has been a house of horrors for the Twins over the years. And the Yankees have now dropped 9 of their last 10. How about this stat? They have 49 hits in their last 10 games. It's a good weekend for some teams. 49 hits in their last 10 games, tied for the fewest in a 10-game stretch in Yankee history. Oof. I know I said last week around this time, Yankee fans, don't panic. It's all going to be okay. Judge will be back eventually. You'll find some offense. I'm going to stand firm in that assertion right now. I'm not showing you that my fingers are crossed. The old classic schoolyard trick. I can say whatever I want if I have my fingers crossed behind my back. You may want to start to worry, Yankee fans. I think you're going to be okay. I still think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. The American League sucks. The Yankees are going to make the playoffs. And yes, you'll get Judge back, even if it's not for another 5 weeks or so. You'll get him back, and everything will be okay before the playoffs start. But I don't blame you for worrying your little pinstriped heads off right now, because this has been ugly. And without any healthy reinforcements coming back anytime soon, I don't know what the answer is, other than looking at the standings and saying, well, you know, it could be worse. We could be under 500 and battling for a wild card spot. We could be, right? You could be the Astros right now, who admittedly have played better as of late, but are still two games under 500 and a game off the wild card pace, right? You could be them. You're not. You're 9 games over .500. Yes, you're 4 back of the Rays in the division, but the Rays will cool off eventually as well. They've won 8 of their last 10 while you've lost 9 of your last 10. Yankee fans, I want to reassure you, or at least try really hard to reassure you. I think you're going to be okay. Notice how I dropped the caveat of I think in there. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay. We'll go through some ridiculous all-star snubs before 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific that have to be mentioned as well. Because the all-star rosters were released over the weekend, and there are a couple of positions. One in each league where there are multiple people that should be on this team, that could be on this all on these all-star teams, that didn't get named because of people ahead of them just getting the ballot box stuffed in their honor. We'll get into that before 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. But number one today in the high five.
One.
Steer it to Adams. Flicks it along Tillman. He's got Balligan making a run off him. Can he get around to that ball? Took a deflection. Balligan scores. Flo Balligan. First to react to the deflection. He'll do the LeBron celebration. It's 1-0 U.S.
Just for Bill in Toronto, the call on Fox Sports last Wednesday. Just for our friend Bill in Toronto, we had to get a LeBron mention in. Flo Balligan going to be back on the pitch tonight for the U.S. And look, we could talk about the way this went down, certainly. I'm choosing to look at it this way. It was a terrible red card in the first place, handed out via slow-mo video review rather than the way red cards should be handed out. Which is, hey, we look at the live action, or if we think something was missed and we're called to look at the video, we at least look at it at full speed. It's a terrible red card in the first place. So, Balogun should have been eligible for this game. I know there are soccer purists, especially the anti-American soccer purists out there, who are saying, oh, what corruption. And I counter that by saying, listen, you want America to embrace football? We're embracing it all the way to the point where our politicians apparently get involved in influencing FIFA officials to make decisions. Some people would have you believe that. Look, if we're going to be a proper footy country, there's a terrible British accent. If we're going to be a proper footy country, then you damn well better believe that if somebody can twist FIFA's arm on our team's behalf, we're going to look right past it. Nope. Blinders are on, baby. Phelarin Balogun is back tonight, which means the Americans' most talented goal scorer is back on the pitch tonight against Belgium in Seattle with a trip to the quarterfinals on the line. And yes, I could sit up here on Mount Pius and talk about how, well, it's a red card, and they never reverse these decisions. What are the? Well, they just reversed one for Cristiano Ronaldo, so he'd be eligible to play in the group stage for Portugal. Like it or not, FIFA is the international version of the NCAA. Really not many standards, and easily twisted in different directions at various times by outsized influence of others. So that's what we got. At least that's the way it looks. And I, an American sports fan, can do a very good job of twisting my morals into pretzels to say, well, he didn't deserve the red card in the first place. He deserved to be out there tonight against Belgium anyway, and now he is. I understand. If I were a Belgian soccer fan, I'd be a good bit angry. If this happens down the line in this tournament, I don't know, maybe the U.S. gets past Belgium tonight, okay? And then maybe the next to impossible happens and they beat Spain or Portugal in the quarters and they're on to the semis and they've got a possible matchup with France ahead of them and Kylian Mbappe gets a red card in France's quarterfinal match and FIFA ends up doing the same thing and overturning it. Will I be mad about it? Yes, but turnabout will be fair play, and we'll have to deal with it. Is FIFA corrupt? Yes. Has the corruption probably benefited us in this case? Yes. So again, hop on the bandwagon, everybody. It's time for Monday Night Football. Bum, 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 bum. Live from Seattle. The Americans take on the Belgians tonight with a trip to the quarterfinals on the line. And coming up, I do think there is a tangible on-field impact to Balogun's return, aside from just his goal-scoring prowess being available for the U.S. I'll tell you what the trickle-down effect is and why it could set up the Americans for success beyond just tonight. And we'll do that next right here on Westwood One Sports.
We know you're jonesing for some football just like we are.
I'm jonesing, man.
NFL training camps begin opening in 16 days. And yes, we're counting. Your home for the NFL. Westwood One Sports.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
And Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a social media manager.
Did you just post our Q4 earnings to your personal social media?
Oh yeah, used a trending audio and everything.
That's confidential financial data.
Relax, it only went a little viral.
The SEC just commented with the eyeball watching emoji.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.
World, one smile at a time.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I saw the meme a ton in the last 24 hours. Corruption is okay if it benefits me. You know what? They overturned the Balogun red card, or at least the ban due to the red card. They didn't actually they suspended the ban for 1 year. And that means Valerin Balogun will be eligible to play tonight for the U.S. against Belgium on Monday Night Football. It is a trip to the quarterfinals of the World Cup on the line. And despite what the odds would tell you, it is the 9th-ranked team in the world, Belgium. They're really good. And they may not be as fast, especially in the midfield, as the U.S., but they have the ability to counterattack. They have some finishers. Despite all that, the red, white, and blue coursing through my veins right now does not allow me to acknowledge American weaknesses. In all seriousness, though, there is a trickle-down effect to Balogun's return to the pitch, not just based on him. Well, it's based on him, but I think we're going to see something else open up. This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on Westwood One Sports. It is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Top of the hour, we will power rank the top quarterback rooms around the NFL as we continue ranking teams position by position around the NFL. Training camps now just a little more than 2 weeks away. One guy has all but assured he will not be in any of those 32 training camps with his continued nonsense. We'll get into that at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. And coming up in about 15 minutes, somebody's going to try and explain themselves later this afternoon. There's a mystery building around one team and what they did last week. And the people in charge get to try to make sense of it all later this afternoon. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. That coming up before 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific here on Westwood One Sports. But the trickle-down effect of Filer and Balogun being back on the pitch for the United States tonight is a real one. It's not just his goal-scoring ability, obviously, that the Americans get to have back out there. That's huge. Three goals already in this World Cup, and we've seen his finishing ability. What this does now is it creates, I would think, in an already somewhat suspect Belgian back line, it creates a conflict for their defenders. And what I mean is, up until yesterday at about, what, noon Eastern, 12:30 Eastern, Belgium didn't think they'd have to prepare for Balogun. I'm sure they were preparing to defend somewhat differently without Balogun there. Maybe more eyeballs on Christian Pulisic because of his ability to create, especially with the ball on his foot. And certainly, they're not going to completely ignore someone of Pulisic's skill. But I have to think there were probably a few extra film sessions thrown together in the last 24 hours by the Belgium manager. And there is a natural inclination, I think, in anybody that once you've prepared for something, I don't care if it's an athlete preparing for a big game. I don't care if you're preparing for a big sales pitch at work. You're preparing to put together a project, whatever it may be. You've prepared to do it one way. And you've got that outline built. The PowerPoint's all ready to go, right? You know everybody that's going to be in the room. And so you know exactly how you're going to present your pitch, or in sports terms, exactly how you're going to strategize against what's going to be out there in front of you. And then at the last minute, there's a swerve. Oh no, you just found out the VP of marketing, who your contact is for this pitch, isn't going to be there. Instead, her boss is going to be there, and you got to pitch this guy now. And you know he's a big jerk. You've met this guy once. You don't want to have to deal with him. You got to readjust your entire pitch. You don't want to ignore the stuff that you know is important, but you've got to adjust on the fly to a different set of expectations. If you're a team who's prepared for an opponent for 4 days, and then all of a sudden you've got to adjust in the last 24 hours, that changes the way you think. Maybe it creates a moment's hesitation when you're out there on the field. That's bad enough. But maybe because all of a sudden in the last 24 hours, you've been told, hey, we weren't prepared for this Flo Balogun guy, but he's going to be out there. So here's what we have to do to mark him. Here's what we have to do to make sure he doesn't get any open looks. Here's how we defend him. And all of a sudden, all of the prior preparation, it doesn't go out the window, but it gets sifted to the back of the filing cabinet in your brain. And all of a sudden, maybe the focus that you were going to place on Pulisic or someone else, it gets shuffled back in the list of priorities. I think tonight is an optimal chance, a prime opportunity for Christian Pulisic to finally get his first goal of the 2026 World Cup. Because again, we know how much he can create with the ball on his foot. I mean, the guy creates his own space. It's like the ball is tethered to his toe at times, the way he dances around people. So if they were going to put maybe a little more emphasis before they found out of Balogun's return 24 hours ago, if they were going to place a little more emphasis on cutting off Pulisic's ability to create, and now all of a sudden they're being told, well, we can't give Balogun the space to get open and finish. That creates that moment of hesitation in the defender's mind, but also creates a conflict in the moment when you don't have a moment to think. You've just got to react instinctively. Do I close out on Balogun to keep him from finishing? Do I close out on Pulisic to keep him from creating? I think the tendency is going to be by the Belgian defenders, their back line is going to be to move in Balogun's direction. And it's going to leave Pulisic an opportunity tonight. We've seen how close he's been on several occasions through the first handful of matches in this World Cup. He's been close. I think tonight is the night we get Pulisic the finisher. Because it's just a natural reaction. All of a sudden, you're told again how impactful Balogun can be if you're a Belgian defender. Well, I can't leave this guy open. We're going to look like fools if this guy gets dropped back into the lineup. You're already feeling the sting of that, right? I can't believe FIFA would do this to us. What a corrupt bunch of morons. Why would they do this to us? Oh, because the U.S. is the host country. You've already got all the excuses built in. So you want to shut down Balogun. You can't fathom the idea of letting this guy, who isn't even, in your mind, supposed to be eligible to play in this match. You can't fathom the idea of him scoring a goal, allowing him to do that. And so there's just an extra second, half second even, for Pulisic to swoop in from the wing. Or maybe just an extra couple feet of space in the middle of the field. A little give and go with Balogun. Everybody collapses on Balogun after a feed from Pulisic. Bang, right back to Pulisic. Finish, goal. That's what I think we get tonight. I'm no Jurgen Klopp. I'm no Eric Winalda. I'm certainly no Mauricio Pochettino. I'm just an average, everyday sports fan who has watched this World Cup and watched the way this thing has unfolded, particularly over the last 24 hours. And I have to think tonight is the best opportunity for Pulisic to finally get on the board with a goal. So that's the trickle-down effect. Now, the Belgian opportunities to create offense are still there. You got a 38-year-old in the middle of your back line for the U.S. Belgium is not faster than the Americans, but they do have goal-scoring talent, even if it's aging. And you have to believe they're going to try to create on the counterattack. That's been the prescription against the U.S. this entire time. We just haven't seen anybody really be able to pull it off consistently yet through four matches in this World Cup. Again, Belgium is the 9th-ranked team in the world. The competition's only going to get harder for the U.S. Shoring up the back line, preventing those counter-strike opportunities for the Belgians and making the most of whatever space may exist as their defenders try to adjust to, oh man, now we've got to deal with Balogun. Maybe it's not Pulisic. Maybe it's someone else who gets an open look. But the trickle-down effect is if they collapse on Balogun, there will be more space for others. And if they don't collapse on Balogun, then maybe they allow the man who, again, in their mind, isn't even supposed to be eligible for this match to beat them. And that may set a blueprint, a strategic blueprint for the Americans going forward against much stiffer competition, whether it's Spain or Portugal in the next round, if they win tonight, whether it's maybe France beyond that, teams that are more talented than the Americans. But if you can set the blueprint tonight against Belgium, maybe it becomes a little easier to execute down the line in the quarters and the semis if you should get to that point. So I think there's a massive trickle-down effect to Balogun's presence in the lineup tonight above and beyond just his goal-scoring ability. Coming up, after Jaylen Brown's Twitch stream on Thursday night, there's this mystery of something he said, there's more to it when talking about Brad Stevens and the Celtics front office. Will the answer to that mystery begin to reveal itself to us this afternoon? Why and how? Next here on Westwood One Sports.
While you're dodging the heat this summer, stay cool with the latest sports news. Download the Westwood One Sports app and listen anytime. Oh, and don't forget the sunscreen. Westwood One Sports.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA knows.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand, so shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the one.
One smile at a time.
Is probably getting a lot of the criticism. I wasn't thrilled the way he facilitated some of the conversations, but I definitely think there's more to it.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
More to it, huh? Did we start to get some answers? That was Jaylen Brown on his Twitch stream Thursday night. More to it. What exactly is more to it? We may find out later this afternoon. I'll tell you in just a moment. Plus some ridiculous all-star snubs I want to run down as the Major League Baseball all-star teams were announced this weekend. Chris Mackin for Nick Costos here on Westwood One Sports. It is You Better You Bet. Oh, we got football tonight. Yeah, football. When the U.S. scores, you score too. You could win a share of $500,000 in bonus bets for every U.S. goal. Place a $5 or more pre-match bet on any World's Game match in which the U.S. is playing and apply your Goal Rush token inside your BetMGM app. You'll win a share of $500,000 in bonus bets for every goal scored by the U.S. in that match, maybe tonight. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. So later this afternoon, 4 Eastern, I believe it is, Celtics president of basketball ops Brad Stevens and owner Bill Chisholm are supposed to hold a press conference. This is fascinating to me because I imagine the Boston sports media, just Boston media in general, are going to ask a lot of very, very uncomfortable questions. Talk to John Corrales of Locked On Celtics. He's been covering the team for years yesterday. And he said that's the million-dollar question that everybody's asking right now in reference to what Jaylen Brown had to say about the trade to the Sixers. There's more to it. Jaylen Brown, in a way, almost absolving Brad Stevens, acknowledging the communication wasn't great, but also saying, quote, there's more to it. What more could there be to it? You talk to anybody close to the Celtics, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown got along. I mean, were they hanging out at cookouts with each other on the weekends? No, but that's not necessary at this level. On the court, they still played well together. There was no reason. And you also heard this in Jaylen's Twitch chat late last week. He was okay being talked about in possible packages for Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was okay with that. Didn't like the idea of leaving Boston, I don't think, but he could live with that. If I'm a part of a Giannis Antetokounmpo deal and I end up in a spot where I'm the man on a decent team that I can help elevate, Jaylen Brown was okay with that. What he wasn't okay with was essentially being some sort of odd salary dump in exchange for a 36-year-old Paul George. Now, to his credit, he's already started to fully embrace the idea of playing in Philly. He's not going to go to the Sixers a malcontent. He's going to be part of a lineup with Maxey and Embiid, when he's healthy, and Edgecombe, and who knows, maybe even LeBron. So, Jaylen Brown, in my opinion anyway, handled this exceedingly well. But there's this mystery out there. What's more to it mean? I can guarantee you there will be some interesting clips from this press conference this afternoon in Boston that we will have to play back on tomorrow's edition of the show, because I think they're going to do their damnedest to avoid answering anything about what was going on behind the scenes that actually led them to dealing Jaylen Brown in what I think goes down as the worst deal in Celtics history and may eventually go down as the worst deal in NBA history. I know there's a lot of bad trades out there in NBA history, so maybe top five. But at the very least, it's got to be the worst trade in Celtics history. And Brad Stevens and owner Bill Chisholm get to try and explain themselves out from underneath that while also trying to avoid addressing the mystery of there's more to it that Jaylen Brown put out there Thursday night. As for mysteries, maybe someone could explain to me why Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is starting for the American League, or was scheduled to start for the American League in the All-Star game. He got voted in by Blue Jays fans who stuffed the ballot box and has sort of recused himself, has said he's not going to participate, maybe out of embarrassment, if nothing else, because there literally are multiple other first basemen that should be on the team instead of Vladdy. I mean, Wilson Contreras is at the top of the list. If he hasn't yet been named as a replacement, if Vlad should pull himself totally out of the game, then he will be, I imagine. Jonathan Aranda in Tampa. He's hitting 287 with more than a dozen home runs. Hell, if you want name value, I guess you could even go Pete Alonso, who's on the precipice of hitting his 20th homer for a bad Orioles team, only hitting 251. But I mean, if that's what you need to do to have a name, there are multiple guys. And so I guess they had to do what they had to do because they have to honor the fan vote, but there needs to be a break glass in case of emergency switch here for Major League Baseball when the fan vote does this. So you've got Nick Kurtz, you've got Ben Rice. I imagine you'll get Wilson Contreras as well. That's not as ugly as the second base spot for the National League. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or even 6 guys who should be on the All-Star roster for the National League at second base ahead of Ozzie Albies. And again, Braves fans, they did what fans do. They stuffed the ballot box. I get it. Albies has 14 homers. He's hitting 271. Eh. But it doesn't take more than a cursory skimming of the statistical leaderboard at FanGraphs or Baseball Reference, wherever you look, to see that J.J. Weatherholt, who's having a phenomenal year as a rookie for the Cardinals, he could have been named to the team. Bryce Tarang is probably the most obvious candidate. 12 homers, 51 RBI already. Xavier Edwards from the Marlins, a team that's still right there in the conversation for the final wild card spot, surprisingly to many of us. He's hitting 300. Brandon Lau has 21 homers and 63 RBIs. He's on pace for a 35 to 40 home run season and 100 to 110 RBIs. Hell, Ketel Marte, he's got 17 homers. I'd even maybe throw Tatis in there as well. Any of those guys would have been better than Ozzie Albies. So those are the two positions in particular that when I saw the All-Star Game rosters revealed, I just went, what are we doing here, guys? Again, I recognize I'm not trying to be a total, I've said this before, I'm not old enough to be a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer, right on the borderline of millennial. What do they call that? An Xennial, I think. It's a little mini generation. Anyway, I'm not trying to be a Gen Xer shaking his fist at the cloud here, but can we stop? Like, if you want to make the fan vote what gets guys into the game, but we're inserting them as starters, all of those guys that were in the top two of voting from the Blue Jays, the only guy that deserved to be an All-Star was Ernie Clement. None of those other guys deserved to be in the final two of the voting. And I do want to put it on the record. I think it's cool that there's a bunch of new names in this year's All-Star game. A bunch of young guys. I like that. That's good for baseball. But I also want to see the best players. I don't need to see Vladdy when he's hitting 250. He's not one of the best players. I would say the same even about my guy, Paul Skeens. He shouldn't be the Pirates' starting pitching representative. He's been a shell of himself this year. Braxton Ashcraft should be out there. Anyway, wanted to get those All-Star snubs off my chest. Coming up, we continue our daily rankings of the best among position groups around the NFL with our top 5 quarterback rooms going into the 2026 NFL season. That's next here on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. SkyRizzy, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With SkyRizzy, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on